Welcome to Extreme Faith with Dr. Gerard Curry, Senior Pastor of Tradition Worship Center in beautiful Port St. Lucie, Florida.
This is my Bible. As I look into the perfect law of liberty, the mirror of God's Word, I see myself as God sees me. I am who He said I am. I have what He said I have. I can do what He said I can do. I'm about to receive the incorruptible, indestructible, living seed of my living God. My heart is receptive. My mind is alert. And I will never be the same. Never, never, never. I'll never be the same. In Jesus' name, hallelujah. Praise God, you may be seated.
Hello, this is Dr. Gerard Curry from Tradition Worship Center. We are a Word of Faith church that believes in the finished work of the cross. We are Spirit-filled and believe in miracles, signs, and wonders and experience them on a daily basis. We also believe that healing belongs to the children of God and is obtainable through faith in Christ. We have a no-charge healing academy that takes place every Thursday morning at 9 a.m. live on our webpage at traditionworshipcenter.com and on YouTube and Facebook. You would be made to feel most welcome and are able to join in with comments and questions. We also have healing rooms where you can get a no-charge appointment by calling our church office or in person at our Wednesday 7 p.m. or Sunday 10 a.m. services in our beautiful Tradition Town Hall facility. We have a Holy Ghost and fire service on the last Sunday of each month at 6 p.m. and you are always welcome. God bless you and we hope to see you soon.
Godly healing is a what cure? Is a spiritual cure. Godly healing is a spiritual cure. And the subtitle is physical health through spiritual means. Now, all of us want to be healthy physically. How many of you want to be healthy physically? Actually, okay, those of you that didn't put your hands up, we'll pray for you, but you will become healthy if you stick to the Word of God. And it's going to come to you if it's a godly thing that you're getting, if it's a godly healing, which has got to be godly healing because God is the healer, it's going to be a spiritual cure. Now, we spoke about that before. It could be through a doctor that God spiritually created, spiritually put all the stuff in the earth that they can mine through scientists and administer it to you, but it's still a spiritual cure because it comes from God. And that thing is not going to heal you. God is going to heal you. It's a spiritual cure. All healing is a spiritual cure. When God created us, He created us with stuff in our DNA that can take care, and antibodies that can take care of sickness and disease. And sometimes because of maybe contaminants and stuff that's in the earth today, and maybe because of stress, whatever the reason, there's something that gets bigger than what's been put in us, and we need a touch from God. Amen. But it's all spiritually given to you. It comes from the kingdom of heaven, which is a spiritual kingdom. God is a spirit. Amen. Psalm 107, verse 20, He sent His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. Listen, God sent forth His word and healed them, all of us, and delivered us from our destructions. That's when He sent His word. The word was Jesus Christ. Anyone who received Jesus Christ as a Lord and Savior receive what God said, receives health and taken out of destruction. Amen. Look at that picture. You see, the one picture shows you all of the things that you've been healed from. And that's only a minute amount of them, but you've been healed from everything. He forgives all our iniquities and He heals all of our diseases, right? That's Psalm 103. Verse 1 and 2, He forgives all my iniquities and He heals all of my diseases, correct? Well, that's how He did it. He sent forth His word and healed them and delivered them from their destruction. The destruction was dying separate from God and going to hell. That's why you see the hand of God pulling you out of the fire. We were in that fire. You were in that fire. You were a lost, dying, going to fire sinner. And then God came, you received Jesus, His Son, whosoever believes in Him and receives Him will not die, but have life everlasting. So we received Him. It's all from the Spirit. For God sent His only begotten Son. Where did He come from? From the Spirit realm. Amen. Amen. So notice that God didn't say he sent his word to heal, but he sent his word and healed. So many people are waiting for God to heal them. But he said, I sent my word and I healed them. And so many people are waiting for God to touch them and heal them when God's already saying, I have healed you. Amen. Amen. You need to receive this. You need to get what God is saying. Because God already did it, he now considers it done. How did he heal you? The stripes on Jesus' back. Did it. We all understand that. Isaiah 53 verses 4 and 5, 1 Peter 2, 24, Matthew 8, 17. Just goes on and on and on. By the stripes on his back, he healed us. Amen. So he sent Jesus from the spirit realm, his only begotten son who'd never been separated from God before. He sent him to the earth because of the sin that was he became. He never sinned, but he became sin for us. God had to turn his face from his son, the first and only time there was ever separation between the two. And that was what Jesus was more afraid of and didn't want, rather than the nails in his hands and feet or taking and becoming sin for us. But he also took our sickness. The Bible says in Matthew 8, 17, he himself bore our sicknesses in his body. Amen. He took our sicknesses, right? Why? So you and I don't have to. Amen. Now, we can argue about the fact, but I've had sickness. We're talking about that as well. But he took sickness on himself so you don't have to. And some people argue with that and say, but this and but that. But when you say, he also took your sin, became sin upon himself for you, they receive that. They can say, sure, he cleansed me and took away my sinful state and made me righteous to go to heaven. They receive that, but they don't receive the fact that he became sin, so you don't have to. He became sin, you don't have to take sin now. You're not going to be judged for sin. We all agree with that. But we don't agree sometimes with the fact that he also took sickness on himself, so you don't have to. Amen. And we're talking about this because God told me to, and with what's going on and what these people, wherever it's coming from and however it's manufactured, however it came, whatever's happened, if it's a bat, a dog, a chicken or a duck, it's there. And we can't deny the fact that there's a situation. That's why we bought those units. That's why our whole school is covered with those units. Hello? That's why we sanitize you as well as that. That's why you can social distance if you want. That's why you can wear a mask if you want. Amen. We don't deny that there's a problem, but we do deny its right to attack us and exist in us. Amen. Because why? Because God, my wife quoted it, 2 Corinthians 2:14, always causes me to triumph in Christ Jesus. That means no weapon formed against me is going to prosper. And sickness is a weapon. Sickness is a weapon of the enemy. Amen. And let me tell you this. God is no respecter of people. The Bible says so in six places. God is not a respecter of persons, but he does respect faith in his word. Jesus even spoke about it. He said, oh, you have little faith. He said to Peter in the water, he said, why did you let your faith go? What happened? You were walking on the water. And then remember, he stopped the storm and everything. And he said, where is your faith? God is not a respecter of people, but he is a respecter of faith in his word. And let me tell you something. It's only faith in his word that's going to get you on the path to victory in every area. There is nothing else. I've said it before, I'll say it again. If the word cannot help you, God's got nothing more to give you. So you've got to take that word and work on it. Amen. Proverbs 4:20, listen to this. My son, attend to my what's? My words. Incline your ear unto my sayings or my words, right? Let them not depart from your eyes. In other words, keep your eye looking at them every single day of your life. Get up, do your devotions, read the Bible, study a little bit, do whatever you got to do. But keep that word in the midst of your eyes. He said to Joshua, he said, listen, you need to meditate in this word day and night so that you'll be successful and you'll prosper in a great way. The word You've got to meditate in the word. And yes, he's telling you again, let these words of mine not depart from your eyes. There's many people that are Christians and they're sick, but they complain about, well, I thought the word of God works. Yeah, but you've got to work the word of God. You got to read the word of God. You got to get faith in the word of God, and you got to apply what the word says, and you got to give corresponding action to the word. And if you do that, it will work. Amen. It does work. Can you say amen? Now watch, keep them, what? The word. Keep them in the midst of your heart. This is God talking. Verse 22, for why should I do that, Lord? Because they, my words, are life to those that find them and health to a portion of your life. No, to all your flesh. Health to everything. This is God's word. Come on. You're looking at me like you've never heard that scripture. I get very concerned in a Bible-talking church like this, tongue-talking, demon-stomping, that you look at me with goat's eyes. Amen. Now notice that God's word is life. It is also health or medicine to all your flesh. He says, my word, listen, he says, it is life to those that have it and find it and use it. It is health to them and health to all your flesh. Well, all my flesh includes my DNA children. When I learn the word, and I train them the word, and I pray the word over them. That's why our kids never went to a doctor. Because we did what the word said, and we prayed over our kids. Amen. That's how it works. Now I'm going to give you my version, Pastor GK version. You ready for it? My son, pay attention to all the words I am telling you. Make a decision to hear my word. Keep my word before your eyes. Meditate on my word. Set my word safely in your heart. For those who discover my words have discovered life. And that word you have discovered brings healing and wholeness to your whole body. Amen. And so you've got to take the scriptures of God and make them personal. And read them and say, wow, if I do this, I'm going to be healthy and whole all the days of my life. Why? Because the word said so. Well, how can we trust the word? Well, how many of you believe the word for salvation? I rest my case. You'll stand up and fight me that you're saved, but you won't fight for salvation. I mean, for healing. Why? Why not? When you get a job and they give you all the perks and benefits, you want more. Give me more. You don't just take the job and the salary. You want to know what they're paying for my medical aid and my car and my housing loan. You want it all. Amen. Well, when salvation came, you should get it all. Read Psalm 103. Amen. Read it. Amen. And write this down if you're a note taker. God's word will heal your body, but it does it through spiritual means. God's word will heal your body, but it does it through spiritual means. It'll heal your mind, your soulish realm as well, your mind, your will, and your emotions. God's word is that powerful, more than any two-edged sword, and it goes in, cuts, slices, dices, fixes up, cleans up, and helps you on your way. The word of God. There's nothing else that can do that. Nothing else. It cannot do that. Only the word of God. The word of God works. And so it's a spiritual book. Remember, the Bible, every word in that Bible was breathed into the men and women who wrote the words on the paper, but inspired by the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit is a spirit.
Thank you for joining us for this episode of Extreme Faith. To hear this message in its entirety, log on to traditionworshipcenter.com or join us for our live services on Sundays at 10 a.m. and Wednesdays at 7 p.m. with youth and children's services available, located at 10799 Southwest Civic Lane, Port St. Lucie, in our beautiful Tradition Square Town Hall facility.
WCNO's Broadcast Day is underwritten by Krause and Crane Incorporated, celebrating 60 years of air conditioning service to the Martin County area. Since 1957, Krause and Crane certified technicians have serviced all makes and models of air conditioners and provides an energy-saving agreement for any